kind of the theme of who we are on this Sunday with a very short video. I just want to begin with this. You can go ahead with that.
Falcon Heavy is configured for flight.
T-minus 15, standby for terminal count. 10, 9, 8.
Side booster ignition.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition.
Today is Launch Sunday. We have been working for 6 months for today and the mission beyond today. We have been fasting. We have been praying. We have been preparing. Today is launch day. Our mission is to touch the community of Katy, Texas with the love of Jesus. We plan to make a difference in this community. We want to discover our gifts and use them to their fullest for the serve of the Lord. We truly want to walk in community together. We want to fulfill the mission that God has called us to fulfill. I humbly ask that you would partner with God, and I ask that you would partner with us to fulfill God's plans, because we don't want to do it alone. We are better together. We have gifts, you have gifts and talents that the Lord wants to use that I don't have, and we could use those here. We are better together. This morning I want to preach on four quick things, and number one, we'll talk about being better together. Number two, we develop people to be their best. Number three, we will talk about we understand that God is our lead. And number four, which I will explain at the end, push the button. So number one, we'll get to it, that we are better together like campfires and marshmallows. We are better together. Everybody likes campfires and marshmallows, right? We have this amazing team. We've been working on it for 6 months. We have about 120 plus people that's been gathering over the last 6 months to prepare for us. Just an amazing team. Ushers, I was watching the ushers just do their work as in worship and helping people find seats and all the things that are just an amazing team. We have ushers and greeters and nursery workers and go kids and the setup crew and teardown crew and sound and worship and youth, and I could list about 10 others. Just an amazing team. God has brought us such a great team, but God wants us to expand the tent. We got a whole lot more to do. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, 9 puts it this way. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. I can testify of this. Last Friday, I was in the youth room putting up lights all by myself. We have these new plastic tables, you know, and they're nice and shiny and black, and I was standing on top of it, and which I shouldn't have been, and it came down. Half of it came down, and I went skiing down the side. So I called Robin when I'm on my side, my side's hurting, my arm's hurting, and I said, I just want you to know I fell. Not that you could do anything about it, but I just wanted you to know. I just wanted someone to know, because it's no fun doing it alone. If I'm going to fall and hurt myself, at least someone should see it happen. I understand this scripture more today than ever. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Verse 11 says that again, too. When two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Verse 12, though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. This scripture is often read at weddings, and obviously husband and wife and God the Father, a threefold cord is not easily broken, but it is a powerful scripture for us today to understand that we are better together. I will be the first to tell you, we preached about it last week. Go Church will not be perfect. We are full of flawed people, including myself. But hear this, I believe with all my heart that God uses flawed people to perfect us. God uses our spouses and the husbands and wives as amen. God uses our children, and yes, God uses the body of Christ to perfect us. It is less about their flaws and more about when their flaws affect me, how will I respond to that? Will I respond the same way they responded to me and lash out, or will I respond like Jesus? Will I mature like Jesus and respond in a loving attitude? The body of Christ is absolutely a perfecting tool that God uses. Oftentimes we run from the very instrument that God uses to develop our character. You will not get along with everybody at Go Church. Can you lay those disagreements at the foot of the cross and learn to love them like Jesus does? Many years ago, there was a book called EGR's Extra Grace Required People. Every church has them. Well, we as a body love each other and walk it out together. God develops our characters through others. He uses the community of believers to perfect us. We are better together. Cedric has a saying, I've heard him say it many times, teamwork makes the dream work. And Avia would like to say, boom. That's my daughter, by the way. Did I do it right, Avia? I don't know where she's at. Where's Avia? She said I didn't do it very well. But nonetheless, let me try it again. Teamwork makes the dream work. Boom. All right. Now I'm totally embarrassing her. Teamwork makes the dream work. Vertically, we are on God's team. Horizontally, we work as a team together. I saw this when I was studying for my sermon, the word team. It means together, everyone achieves more because we are better together. If I'm in a fight, now walk with me a little bit. I know you're not supposed to fight, so it's an analogy. Walk with me. But if I'm in a fight, guess what? I know when y'all look at me with these lights on, y'all see my muscles and all. You know, I may look taller than I really am, but I realize I am 5'6" tall on a good day. So if I'm in a fight, I'm going to bring Cedric with me. Where is Cedric? All right, you stand up so everybody can see you, Cedric. Yeah, show me your muscles, Cedric. Because teamwork makes the dreams work. If I'm in a fight, I'm bringing Cedric with me because I am better together with a team. When I pastored LifeNet Church, a church that was such a joy over the last 7.5 years, that I pastored a church in the nation of Belize, in the capital city of Belmopan. Today is their family fun day. They go into a park and they just celebrate community and they have a great time, have a huge barbecue, and that's what they're doing right now. But it's an amazing church. It's made up of 24 plus cultures and nationalities. There's a picture of them. This is a special Sunday that we do called Community of Cultures. Let me tell you a little bit about Community of Cultures. We have Quechua Mayan and Mopan Mayans that live in the village that come to our church. We bring them in on a bus, about 40 or 50 of them. Many of those live in thatched homes and dirt floors. At the same token, we have doctors and lawyers. The assistant to the attorney general of the nation attends our church. We have teachers. We have policemen. We have all walks of life. The mayor of the city attends our church. We have the whole gamut of people, 24 different cultures and nationalities. And on that day, people worship the Lord and dance down the aisles in their cultural dresses and their cultural norms. And we just have a blast celebrating our diversity that God has brought us together. We have 13 different languages that read our scripture. They're not invited guests. They are people that make up our church. So obviously we read Spanish because that's Central America, and in English. But we have Mennonites who speak German. We have Nigerians who speak a couple of different Nigerian languages. The current pastor of the church is from Zimbabwe. And so he not only has his language, but one of the Click languages of South Africa. It is amazing. That day is designed. It is the biggest day of a year, and nearly 400 people show up to celebrate. It's just a fun day. 400 people in the Nation of Belize for an evangelical church is gigantic. The whole purpose of that time together is to say we are better together. We don't mind if you're rich or you're poor. We don't mind if you're black or you're white or somewhere in between. We are better together. In order for Go Church to grow, in order for us to flourish and fulfill what God's called us to do, we must expand our tent. We must make room for a bigger team. We must be made up of all the cultures that make up Katy, Texas, in this community that we love. In order for us to move forward, we need others to join the team. We need others to see the vision and run with that vision. Sandra, I mentioned her when we started because her and a group of ladies got here at 8:30 this morning and went crazy blowing up 1,000 balloons. Yes, just an amazing job, Sandra and the team. It just looks awesome. Tori walked in crying and she goes, "I'm just so happy." I'm like, "Please go away. I don't want to start crying too." But Sandra, a couple of weeks ago, had shared one of the posts on Facebook, and if you know anything about me, I am an avid Facebook poster, especially about Go Church. I'm so excited about everything. I want the world to know. And, you know, I take a picture at home, and Robin says, "No, the world doesn't need to know." And, "The world needs to know everything." But she posted something about Go Church, and what she did not say was, "Pastor Lee's church rocks." What she did not say was, "The church that I attend rocks." What she did say is, "My church rocks." And when I read that, I immediately said that is ownership. She has caught the vision, and she is excited about her church, not my church, not somebody else's church, not the church I attend. My church rocks. She caught the team. She understands that we are better together. Leviticus 28:8 puts it this way: 5 will chase 100, and 100 shall put 10,000 to flight. In other words, we are better together. It's kind of like High School Musical. We're all in this together. I can't sing anything else. And somebody said, "That's good." In order to move forward, we need to join the team. Today is launch Sunday, and we grasp that we are better together. Number two, as we launch Go Church, we will develop people to be their best. Now hear me, I'm a competitive person. If you play me Monopoly, just be ready to lose. Ryan's somewhere around here. He refuses to play me. Can you believe that? Refuses. If you play me Risk, I'm going to play at my best, and I'm going to win. I'm a very competitive person. But beyond board games, I am a person very driven to be my best. Not because I desire to please God. God loves me. 2,000 years ago, Jesus died for me. I don't have to earn God's love. I don't have to earn it. I got it. But he has given me gifts and talents to use, and I want to use those to the best of my ability. I want to grow. John Maxwell has a thing called the law of the lid. You can only go as far as your lid goes. I like to say, if all I know how to count is to 10, I can't teach you 11 until someone else teaches me 11 so I can teach you what 11 is. There's always in all of us a law of the lid, and we must as a people always raise our lid so we can influence other people in greater ways. I want to be the best me I can be to use the gifts and talents that God's used for my life, for his purpose. We want to develop people at Go Church to be the best they can be. We want to develop people to be their best. It kind of goes along where we are better together. The greatest thing about being a part of the body of Christ is that we are family. We are the body of Christ. We are a team. And we encourage one another. We build one another. We speak life over one another. We are a church family that will fight for one another. I'm not talking about with our hands and fists, but I'm saying with mom and dad and their child, that mom and dad are going to fight for their child. Body of Christ is supposed to do that for us. We will learn to be our best. Mother Teresa says, I can do things that you cannot do. You can do things that I can't do. Together, we can do great things. You know this scripture, Proverbs 27:7, it says, iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friends. A church family challenges us to be the best us we can be, the best me I can be. A church family challenges us. Sometimes that challenge is a strong challenge. Sometimes that challenge is a pat on the back and says, man, I'm praying for you. Sometimes that challenge is going to your house and loving on you when you're down. It's to drive you to be the best you can be. Hebrews 10:24. It says, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some. Together we stir up love in one another. Together we stir up good works in one another. Together we work that we can be our best for Jesus. Now, right now I'm going to show a video. It's a little bit long. It's about almost 5 minutes long, but it is a powerful video from the movie Facing the Giants about being our best. Some of you have seen it. Some of you have seen it probably years ago. It is a powerful remembrance of what we do as the body of Christ. Go ahead and show that.
It's not even funny, dude.
So, Coach, how strong is Westview this year?
A lot stronger than we are.
You already written Friday night down as a loss, Brock?
Well, not if I know we could beat them.
Come here, Brock. You too, Jeremy.
What, am I in trouble now?
Not yet. I want to see you do the death crawl again, except I want to see your absolute best.
What, you want me to go to the 30?
I think you can go to the 50.
50? I can go to the 50 if nobody's on my back.
I think you can do it with Jeremy on your back. But even if you can, I want you to promise me you're going to do your best.
All right.
Your best.
Okay.
You going to give me your best?
I'm going to give you my best.
All right, one more thing. I want you to do it blindfolded.
Why?
Because I don't want you giving up at a certain point when you can go further. Get down. Jeremy, get on his back. Now get a good tight hold, Jeremy. All right. Let's go, Brock. Keep your knees off the ground, just your hands and feet. There you go. A little bit left. A little bit left.
I bet he does.
There you go. Show me good effort. That away, Brock. You keep coming. There you go. It's a good start. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go, Brock. Good strength. That's it, Brock. That's it.
I'm out of the 20 yet.
Forget the 20. You give me your best. You keep going. That's it. No, don't stop, Brock. You got more in you than that.
I ain't done. Just rest in a second.
You gotta keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's go. Don't quit till you got nothing left. There you go. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Your very best. Your very best. Your very best. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. Don't quit on me. Keep going. Keep driving it. Keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. That's it. Your very best. Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Don't quit till you got nothing left. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. I want everything you got. Come on. Keep going.
It hurts.
Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go.
He's heavy.
I know he's heavy.
I'm about out of strength.
Then you negotiate with your body to find more strength. But don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going. You hear me? You keep going. You're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here. 30 more steps! You keep going, Brock! Come on! Keep going!
Burn!
And let it burn!
Ours are burning!
It's all ours! You keep going, Brock! Come on! Come on! Keep going! You promised me your best! Your best! Don't stop! Keep going!
Too hard!
It's not too hard! You keep going! Come on, Brock! Give me more! Give me more! Keep going! 20 more steps! 20 more! Keep going, Brock! Give me your best! Don't quit! No! Keep going! Keep going! Keep going! Don't quit! Don't quit! Don't quit! Brock Kelly, you don't quit! Keep going! Keep going! Go, Brock Kelly! You don't quit on me! No! You keep going! You keep going! Go, Brock! 10 more steps! 10 more! 10 more! 10 more! Keep going! Don't quit! Give me your
heart!
You can! You can! 5 more! 5 more! Come on, Brock! Come on! Don't quit! Don't quit! Come on, Brock! 2 more! 1 more!
It's gotta be 50. I don't have any more.
Look up, Brock. You're in the end zone. Brock, you are the most influential player on this team. If you walk around defeated, so will they. Don't tell me you can't give me more than what I've been seeing. You just carried a 140-pound man across this whole field on your arms. Brock, I need you. God's gifted you with the ability of leadership. Don't waste it.
Coach?
Can I count on you?
Yes.
Coach?
What is it, Jeremy?
I weigh 160.
Pretty powerful video. My friends, this clip is who the church is supposed to be. We develop people to be our best. Something I didn't notice till this morning, did you know where the coach was? He wasn't standing on the sidelines. He was squatting right down with the boy, fighting with him, challenging him. Isn't that supposed to be the body of Christ? We meet people right where they are, right in their place of journey, and we walk with people. The church, let me tell you, my friends, we get it wrong all the time. We mess up. Some of you have come to go church from a hurtful situation of your past. The body of Christ gets it wrong all the time. But the desire of go church is for us to seek after Jesus, to fulfill what he's called us to do, to develop you to be the best you can be, and to get down on our knees right beside you and walk with you on that journey. That's who God has called us to be. Because the church is called, to number one, to worship God, to number two, to be a house of prayer, to number three, to reach people for Jesus, and number four, to develop, disciple, and equip you to be the best for his purpose that you can be. We will never be perfect, but we must become our best, and we must always give God our best. Everything we do as a church, we must do with excellence, because we give God our best, not our leftovers. Go Church is designed to develop you to be your best. Number three, as we launch Go Church, we understand that God is our lead. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2. I'm just going to read the very first part of this verse, but I'm reading out of the Today's Living Bible because I thought it says it best. Keep your eyes on Jesus, our leader and instructor. We desire to be a church led by a spirit and led by his word. I read somewhere that, is God your spare tire or is God your steering wheel? pretty great question for us. We desire God to be our steering wheel. We want to read the New Testament. We want to be the church that we read about in the New Testament. We want to go. We want to love God. We want to love joyfully and follow His plans. We want to be a people that love God. We don't want to serve some religion that we feel obligated to serve. We want to serve with joy because we're serving the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and He invites us to be a part of His team. We want to do that joyfully. We want to love people, authentically love people, to meet people right where they are, to journey with them to a place of wholeness and health and salvation, to fulfill God's plans for their lives. We want to reach people. We have the greatest news in all the world. We want to tell as many people as we can. And we want to disciple people. We want to mentor them to be more like Jesus. We want to mentor them to be the best they can be for Jesus. God is our lead. And number four, as we launch Go Church, it challenges us to push the button. Now, hear me what I don't mean by that. When I was 22 years old, right out of Bible college, Robin and I were working at one of the first churches we worked at, called Bethel Temple Christian Center in Abilene, Texas. We loved Abilene, Texas. I bought my first house there for $17,500. I did. I was getting rich as a minister on staff. I made $14,000 that year. Woo. We loved Abilene. We had two cars until Robin blew up one on her honeymoon. I love that car. But I loved her more. She's here, by the way. Robin, stand up so everybody can see you. Go ahead and stand up. Go ahead. Come on. Come on. Whoop, whoop. Almost 27 years. We were in Abilene. I was a children's pastor. I was a small group leader. I worked at a Christian school there, and we were busy doing all that. And so I don't know why this is not part of my story, but our out to eat, we were so poor, our out to eat was a half of a Subway sandwich. We split it in two, so each of us had a half. We went out on a date once a week. That was our date night, because that's all we could afford back then. But when I was working, there was a guy there who's about 4 years older than me, and his name was Barry, and the bottom of the totem pole in a staff of a church, it means you do all the stuff that nobody else wants to do. So we cleaned the building and mopped and swept, and this building was an old department store, and it was just a maze full of very, very dark rooms. I was 22 years old. I loved to have fun. I'm pretty much Lee Brockington on steroids back then. I had a whole lot more energy than I have now, and I used to hide in the room, and I used to wait for Barry. And Barry would come around like, boom! And that was fun, number one. That was fun twice. That was fun a third time. But after about five times, I began to push some buttons. That wasn't fun anymore. He's like, dude, you need to chill out. That ain't cool anymore. He just ruined all my plans. I'm not talking about pushing those kind of buttons in your life. Sometimes my children push my buttons. How many of y'all moms and dads can say amen? Yeah, I got five amazing kids. Four of them are here today. I got amazing kids, but sometimes they push my buttons. That's not the kind of button I'm talking about today. So I don't want to push your button in that regard, but when the rocket launches, they have a countdown, and after the countdown, 10 all the way to 1, they push the button. It is time to launch. There's no turning back. All systems go. We as a Go Church team, we have worked hard over the last 6 months. Today is a day we push the button, the launch. We have began to fulfill what God has called us together as a team to do. But in your life, if you're a visitor, you are not here by coincidence. You may have received a mailer. You may have received an invitation from a friend or a relative, next door neighbor. But let me tell you, we have been praying for you. We have been fasting for you. We have been seeking God for you. And God is speaking to you. It may not be today, and it doesn't even have to be at Go Church, although I hope it is. But God may be speaking to you personally, to push the button, to say to God, all systems go. Today is a day that I launch and fulfill what God has called me to fulfill, to be connected to a church family. You may have been waiting for a perfect church. You visited tons of churches and none of them are that perfect church. Well, you're not going to find a perfect one here. But you will find a whole bunch of people that love Jesus, that are seeking with all their heart on a journey of their life to be the best they can be for Jesus, to learn to walk and live out the fruit of the Spirit, the character of who God is. But God designed us to be a part of a team. God designed us to be a part of a church family. Today is a day we push the button. Today is a day for your life that button may be sin. For the very first time in my life, I want to give my heart fully to Jesus. Today, pushing that button and launching may mean for you, man, I made a decision when I was 5 or 6 or 12 or 35 for Jesus, but I've walked away and today is a day that I make a decision to come home. I want to give Jesus my all. Today is a day that I push the button and says, man, I'm going to connect to the body of Christ and I'm going to be used by God to fulfill what God's created for my life. Today I challenge you to push the button. Would you stand with me this morning? Today as we launch Go Church, we grasp that we are better together. We're better together. There are things that you can teach me that I don't understand. There are things I can teach you. There are places and people you know that I don't know. We are better together. We are designed to be developed. We are designed as a church to develop people to be their best. God is our lead. He guides us. He directs us. Today as a church, we push the button to launch. In your own life, will you push the button this morning? Would you just bow your head right now? If you're here in this place and you have never made a decision for Jesus, maybe you don't exactly even know what that means yet. But all you know, you want to give your heart to Jesus. If that's you, would you just lift your hand? I'm not going to embarrass you this morning. But if that's you, would you just let, thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. Anybody else? If you're here in this place and you made a decision when you were 12 or maybe 15 or maybe when you were 35, but you've walked away and you've been on a journey and today you've just felt God speak to you, to push the button, and you said, man, today is my day to come home. If that's you, would you lift your hand? Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you. Perhaps you're here in this place and you need ministry. Maybe it's you who are sick. Maybe you know, have a friend or a relative that's sick. Maybe there's relationship issues in your life that you need God to touch. Maybe it's a work-related issue. You're praying for a job. And let me tell you, we're a church that wants to pray for those areas in your life. And lastly, we want you to push the button. That may mean connecting to Go Church and connecting to our body. It may mean something else God is doing in your life, and God just used this service to speak boldly to you. But whatever it is, would you push the button? Would our leaders begin to make their way up? If you lifted your hand, I would ask that you would just step out. If you are sick in body or you're praying for someone that's in pain or sick, and we would love to join with you in prayer. If you are struggling with relationship issues or a job situation, whatever your prayer need, man, we're up here because we want to pray for you. If you raised your hand to give your heart to Jesus or to reconnect your relationship with Jesus, I would ask that you would step out. Let us pray for you. As the music plays, would you come? Would you come? Thank you, God. If you just need prayer, would you come? Would you come? Man, this is the time we want to lift you up. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. To come, there are people that are up here that just want to pray with you. You don't have to share all the details of what's going on. You may all need to say, I just need some prayer. We'd be happy to do that. Thank you, God. George and the worship team, if you're in here, would you just mind going to the band up here? There's ministry still going on, and I'm not going to keep you all day, I promise. But it is 11:57, which I meant I preach really quick today, which is good. And I love to be a part of the body and worship Jesus. It's one of the funnest things about being on Sunday morning. We have this phenomenal team that they're just amazing. I love to worship with them. So I thought, wow, at 11:57, we can give God 10 more minutes. I guarantee I'll get you out of here by 12:10. But I just want to worship the Lord as we celebrate our launch, as we give God. And this is one of my favorite songs, okay? And let me just preface, if you're visiting here, let me just preface what it means. It's a song called With Everything. It begins with a powerful phrase that says, open our hearts to the things that make you cry. I didn't quote it exactly, but that's pretty much just a powerful message. And then it goes into a place in the song where all you do, and you say, I don't know the words to this song. Well, you don't need all the words, because all you do is groan before God. Man, I just want to give God our all as we launch and say, God, would you just receive everything we have? As we close out of this amazing service, God, would you be blessed, and we give you our everything. You have the freedom to worship this morning. You have the freedom to lift your hands. You have the freedom to come up here and dance a little if you want to. You have the freedom to worship God.
So bad.